Leilu nishmas of kleinimus kamish ben Rabbi Elimelech. Peah perik dalid mishnah zayin. Hiktish kam ufada kamachayev. A person's makdish standing grain ufada kama, and then he redeems the standing grain, so they never cut it. He's chayev. So nothing ever happened to this. He now is standing grain, and he's chayev if he now then forgets to either cut or forgets these bundles after it's cut, and he has these bundles and he forgets to bring one. Oymarin ufada oymarim. So here, it was a kama, it was standing grain in the baal bayis. He then cut it and then made it into bundles. He then was makdish oymarim, which means oymarim ufada oymarim. He's makdish to oymarim. And then, he then took it back from the Beis HaMikdash. Ufada oymarim. Chayiv. So he's chayiv also. Same thing. This would be according to the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Yehuda from the previous Mishnah, right? The same thing. He's chayiv in shechra because the first part of the mitzvah of shechra of kama was his. He was chayiv. He then made it into bundles, sold it to the Beis HaMikdash. He then took it back. They never had a time where he could have possibly forgotten because the bundles were never taken to the threshing floor. He then is chayiv if he now forgets. Kama ufada oymarim. However, what happens if he's makdish it while it's standing, ufada oymarim, and then the Beis HaMikdash owns it, and then Hektish cuts it, and they put it into bundles, and now he then redeems those bundles, petura. Now he's potter. Why? Shebishas chayvasa haisa petura. What we mean is the time of the beginning where they cut it, where the first mitzvah of shechra by standing grain, that part, he was potter, since at that point, b'shas chayvasa means the first chiv, the chiv of the standing grain shechra, since he was potter at that point, therefore he's totally potter. Just like we said previously in the Mishnah earlier with the ger, according to the Chacham, that you had to have been chayv in that first mitzvah of shechra. Now, that's the Rav says. The Rav actually says that this Mishnah is going according to the Chacham, and just like Rabbi Yehuda disagreed in the previous Mishnah, so too, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you're chayiv in this case. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that in this case it's no different. Since he has the ability to now forget, I understand Rabbi Yehuda would say that he wasn't part of the mitzvah, he would not be able to get the mitzvah of shichachas kama, of forgetting standing grain, because I understand Rabbi Yehuda says that it was in the hands of Hektish. But however, now it's a new chayiv, and the chayiv of forgetting bundles would apply to him.